Mario Moore is finally preparing to leave Juno's emergency shelter at Centennial Hall. She's been staying there with her brother since last Friday, when the city issued an evacuation advisory for residents in all known slide paths downtown and along Thane Road.
I know that snow avalanche is nothing to play with.
Moore lives on Gastineau Avenue, which borders the city's avalanche hazard zone and has seen multiple landslides in recent years. She evacuated with her brother because they were scared for their safety. Moore is in her 60s and is disabled. She says living away from her home has been stressful, but she's grateful to have a safe place to hunker down.
You know what? It's a much blessing because there ain't nowhere else to go out except outside. So this is a real blessing in helping out the people that needs it in a time of need.
Moore was one of 13 people to stay at the shelter Tuesday night, according to Britt Tonneson, the Community Disaster Program Manager for the American Red Cross of Alaska and Southeast. She says more than 50 people used the shelter over the 6 days that the risk of large avalanches loomed over downtown neighborhoods and Thane.
The partners that came together, I think, did a really incredible job and utilized the limited resources we have in Juno, brought in what was needed, and cared for people to the extent that we could.
The Red Cross plans to close the shelter on Thursday morning. Some evacuees stayed with family or friends, including Carlos Cadiente and his wife. Cadiente says he returned to his home in the barren slide path Sunday night after looking at the remaining snow on Mount Juno and deciding he felt safe enough.
Well, that's a relief. You know, it's I'm happy that the big one didn't come down. I mean, nobody got hurt.
But now he says his basement is flooding, and he thinks it's because of some of the shingles on his roof are too short to shed water away from the house. The Barron's neighborhood evacuation advisory ended Wednesday morning, after the advisory for all other neighborhoods, including Amores, ended Sunday night. John Brissett is an avalanche advisor at the city and borough of Juneau. He says the city didn't decide to lift the evacuation advisory lightly.
I think people can feel good about going back to their homes.
Concerns grew again on Tuesday due to winds forecast to reach as high as 60 miles per hour overnight. But Brissett says the city's new radar system did not detect any new avalanches on Mount Juno overnight. And on Wednesday morning, drone flights showed him that previous undetected avalanches at high elevations had happened earlier on the barren slide path. Then the rain and warm air melted a lot of the snow that would have made a large avalanche possible.
Overall, snow levels have been reduced quite a bit by all the rain, especially in the lower elevations where avalanches have a tendency to entrain more snow. There's just not a whole lot of snow left for that to happen.
But he says people in avalanche zones should keep go bags packed in case conditions change. With help from Alex Solomon in Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.